Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, the Soul Brand Alchemist, and I help conscious creators create brands that align with their authentic selves so that they can show up in their full expression in their business and attract all of their aligned clients, desires, and opportunities by authentically being themselves. So let's get started on today's gate, which is gate 51. And I like to refer to this as the initiation of awakening. So gate 51 in human design is called the gate of shock, the gate of arousing, or the gate of initiation. It's located in the will or heart center, moving towards the G center or identity center. And this is in the channel of initiation, which is a design of needing to be first, and it's linked to gate 25. In the gene keys, this gate is called initiative to initiation. And in the I Ching, it's called the arousing. Thunder and lightning erupt suddenly. So this is in the tropical sign of Aries and the Vedic sign of Pisces, specifically in the Ravati Nakshatra. So the overall energy of Gate 51 embodies a potent and transformative energy that can awaken individuals to a higher consciousness and a deeper connection with the divine. So this energy can be surprising, disruptive, and even tumultuous. But it's fundamentally about initiating transformation, growth, and a deeper spiritual understanding. So if you have this gate, you're either an initiator, a disruptor, or a catalyst. You shake up established norms and you guide others towards new perspectives. And you tend to be resilient, adaptable, and capable of responding to life's shocks and disruptions with grace and strength. So let's talk about the shadow of Gate 51, which is agitation. And this encompasses the experiences of fear, shock, and distress, serving as catalysts for personal transformation and awakening. So in your repressive nature, or if you're an introverted person, you can show up as being cowardly. And this is for people who steadily lose hope and slowly shut down and turn inward. They simply allow their fear to rule their life. Even though they have the power within them to pull themselves out, rarely do they find the courage to break out of the illusion. And if you're an extroverted person or you have a more of a reactive nature, you can show up as being hostile. And this is the result of the dangerous pairing of fearless rage and futility. With no real sense of respect for human beings. You're drawn to where competition is worshipped from business or sports. You throw yourself into risky situations, project yourself onto others, and provoke hostility in others without any real agenda, simply because you don't care. So that is the shadow of agitation. And of course, with this, it's a very shocking behavior for people to experience. And you may have a tendency to shock others with your words or actions, often quite dramatically. And this can be disruptive and may strain your relationships with others. You have an extreme sense of competitiveness, where you project competitive energy onto others, and this can lead to confrontational behavior or unnecessary rivalry, often causing distress for both you and those around you. And you also may shock others just for the fun of it. You might find joy in shocking others for the sake of entertainment, and this can be perceived as insensitive and can result in negative outcomes. And in your shadow, you may struggle with intense experiences. These life-changing events that can be deeply traumatizing can leave lasting impacts on your emotional well-being. And because of this, you could be resistant to change, even when faced with shocking or startling situations. So this resistance can hinder your personal growth and potential for transformation. So you are either agitated or you are the agitator of others in your shadow. And sometimes you like to just do it for the fun of it. You like to shock people or create chaos just to see the outcome or how people react. But in your gift, you take initiative. And this signifies your ability to harness competitiveness and courage to be a catalyst facilitating growth and change in yourself and others. So you're actually stirring good fortune in your gift versus stirring bad fortune in your shadow. So in your gift, you actually awaken through shock because you possess the ability to awaken and evolve through shocking experiences. And this can lead to profound personal transformation and a greater understanding of life and spirituality. So something crazy happens and it actually wakes you up out of your slumber in your gift versus being afraid of it in your shadow. And in your gift, you embrace unpredictability. You have the potential to embrace life's changes and view curveballs as gateways into divine love. And this perspective actually helps you remain open and accepting of life's ups and downs. You find strength in the disruption of life, and you possess the ability to consciously use the cycles of disruption and unexpected twists as catalysts that deepen your connection to source and to your life's soul purpose. In your gift, you're very resilient and adaptable. You have the capacity to respond to disorder and shock through recognition and adaptation. So this resilience allows you to navigate challenging situations with grace and strength. And as far as competitiveness goes, you are the one that takes the initiative. Your innate competitive spirit and drive to be first can actually propel you toward personal transcendence and self-love. And this drive can also inspire and motivate others to do the same. And that brings us to the highest state of frequency, which is your Siddhic state of awakening. And this refers to the state of profound spiritual enlightenment, a deep connection with the divine, and the ability to inspire and awaken others through selfless giving. It's so crazy because as I'm recording this, the gate of catalyst and transformation and being in shock, we literally just had an earthquake an hour ago in New York City. Not normal, guys. And it is true that through these catalysts, through these big significant changes, we either run afraid of them or we use them as catalysts to grow and expand. Look at 2020 and what happened with that whole scenario and all the people that were afraid versus the people that used it as a catalyst to tap more deeply into who they truly are. And in your Siddhic state, you have the potential to use others as mirrors to reflect your own level of excellence, helping you grow rather than pushing others down to feel superior. You have the potential to maintain a deep connection to source, to God, to the universe, even during these times of disruption or shock. And this connection can guide you and provide a sense of purpose and direction. I absolutely love this gate. Like I resonate so deeply with it, even though I do not have this gate active at all in my chart. It's a beautiful gate. And it's the gate of awakening, the gate of initiating change through crazy turmoil, right? And that's what I love about it. It's a catalyst for originality, empowerment, and organization to bring new things into the world. And this awakening can lead you to higher states of being, a rising of energetic frequency through your genetics, and that results in a more conscious and enlightened life experience. So beautiful. So how you can use this gate in your brand or your business is to be the catalyst of change, to say the things that people won't say, to do the things that most people won't do because you have that inner strength and resilience within you. Shake things up a little bit. Take the initiation towards doing something new or unhinged, right? Because that is your energy. And people love unhinged. Have you guys not noticed that? So here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself if you have this gate active. How can I transform my feelings of agitation into proactive initiatives? In what ways can I use the energy of shock in my life as a catalyst for awakening and growth? And how can I harness my competitive spirit in a way that empowers both myself and others? And here are some tips that you can use to further embrace the shadow of agitation and embody the gift of initiative and awakening. Embrace your experiences. Remember that every shock, disruption, or unexpected event you've experienced is not there to hinder you, but to serve as a stepping stone towards your awakening and transformation. They are parts of your unique journey that offer you lessons and opportunities for growth. Cultivate resilience. This is key when dealing with shocks and disruptions. This involves nurturing a positive outlook, creating strong social connections, and developing coping strategies. Over time, these factors can help you adapt and change more easily. And trust in life. Develop a deep sense of trust in the process of life, even when it seems chaotic and unpredictable. Recognize that every moment, even the most shocking ones, can be the gateway to divine love. I believe that in my life, I had the most profound changes when something crazy happened to me or something catalyzed me to look deeper into who I truly am or connect with my spirit more deeply or, you know, come back to God or whatever it may be. Those catalysts really play a very important role in our awakening process. So wouldn't it be crazy if some catalyst happened this week and maybe shifted the dynamics of what's happening on the planet right now? With that being said, I love you guys. I'm so grateful for your presence here, and I will see you again when the sun transits into the next human design gate.